Live from the Everlake Solar Studio, this is your Metro Kiev Madison Sports Center.
Good morning, Madison. My name is Riley Yauch, and this is your Sports Center update brought to you by Goodman's Jewelers, the diamond store of Madison for generations. Check them out at 220 State Street and online at goodmansjewelers.com. Starting in baseball, believe it or not, as yesterday afternoon, Brewers manager Pat Murphy was named the NL Manager of the Year, and Brewers GM Matt Arnold was named the MLB's Executive of the Year by the Sporting News. In case you're wondering of the validity of the Sporting News, they've been doing this since 1936, and the votes were done by players, managers, and executives of all 30 teams. The official MLB awards will be announced in November. Game one of the World Series tonight as well. Yankees-Dodgers, 7:08 first pitch central. But we're in football season right now, and on the college scene, the Badgers welcome the third-ranked team in the land of the Penn State Nittany Lions to town for homecoming tomorrow night under the lights at Camp Randall Stadium. 6:30 p.m. kickoff, and the game will be televised on NBC. Then the Green Bay Packers will look to take care of business against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. A big noon kickoff, one could say, on Fox. If you're in Madison, that'll be Channel 47 for you.
Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or MetroKiaOfMadison.com.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now, and it begins with the green and gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the green and gold game preview.
Alrighty, fellas. Packers, Jaguars this weekend. Some people aren't getting up for
Jaguars.
Jaguars, not wires. I hate that pronunciation. I know you guys already have touched on that a couple days ago. But anyways,
welcome to the team.
Yeah. What is the big storyline heading into Sunday's game? We'll start with you, Tausch.
It feels as if it's, don't look ahead to Detroit. And this is a game this offense needs to just pummel a bad defense. That's what this game is to me. And I don't care if it's through the air, if it's on the ground, whatever it's going to be. Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, 32nd ranked defense in the league, correct?
The Jacksonville Jaguars, the Jaguars are ranked in terms of a scoring defense. They are 30th in terms of total yards allowed per game, they are 27th. They are 31st in passing yards allowed per game. They are not the worst, but they stink.
They're not good. And this offense, we've seen glimpses. We saw some consistency against the Arizona Cardinals, but I guess that doesn't count in some people's eyes. So this is another bad defense. Just go pummel these guys. And I think the storyline is going to be, let's see if we're going to be smart with the football. Is Christian Watson going to? There's a lot of storylines, like underlining, that I really am going to look for. But the bottom line is this needs to be an offensive explosion. Because I do think I'm a little nervous that Jacksonville's going to score some points. Last week I thought was going to, it needed to be kind of a grind. I didn't think we would on defense be as dominant against a really good quarterback. This is one of those weeks I think Jordan Love and this offense needs to really kind of strut its stuff a little bit.
To me, the storyline is Jordan Love against a bad defense going to rectify, by his own admission, the turnover issue? He is the one who said on Wednesday that he has to clean that up. Doesn't matter what I think or you think or whoever else might critique his performance. He knows he's thrown too many interceptions. He feels that way. So is he going to be able to have the kind of game where he makes those throws that you know he's capable of, but avoids those mistakes that last year he avoided for so much of the second half of the season? So to me, this is a get-right game for him in that department. Next.
All righty, moving on to question two. Besides Jordan Love, which player is the most important for the Packers to have success on Sunday?
Ooh. Tuck. I'm going to go with Tuck. I think you're going to see Jacksonville, you know, play too high back, not let Christian Watson or big plays, because this group has struggled. And I think that's where the middle of the field, and with the run game and the play action game, and with Jordan's knee being, you're seeing a lot more under center stuff. Under center stuff, that's Tuck time. That's when you're going to see all those, you know, across the middle of the field. I just think he's up for another big day. If he continues on this trajectory, I know he's the third ranked tight end, I think, in yards. He's been really good. I want to see more. I think he's going to be critical to this offense having a big day. I think he's kind of the linchpin when it comes to that play-action pass game.
Do you worry about him at all in terms of the way he plays the game? And I mean that not in a negative way, because the way he plays the game is the right way. He's physical. He doesn't shy away from contact. A lot of times he initiates it. He blocks his tail off. But that does take a physical toll on a player who is also really good in your pass game.
Am I worried that he plays too hard? Is that asking?
He's wearing a red quarterback no contact jersey through practice all week.
Okay.
Like, they're clearly worried about him dealing with a shoulder injury that other guys might not be playing through.
Sure.
So, no, I'm not saying he should change his style of play. I'm just saying, are you worried that at some point his style of play is going to mean you're going to see him sidelined for a couple of games? I mean, the guy plays his ass off. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying that it's a dangerous thing to his health at times.
So that would be a bad thing. That's, I guess, what I'm just trying to get. I want him to play hard. And if you're going to miss a few games because you're going all out all the time, I'm okay with that. Now, it's on the coaches to say, all right, maybe we need to limit some of the backside blocking and some of the, if you want to start repping out. But no, when he's out there, I want him. He's a young player. Go play. You can clean stuff up after the season. You can do all that. He's still young. Does he play reckless? That's what makes him a really good player. Like, if he was just kind of, I'm going to go in there. Maybe I'll reach him. Oh, maybe I'll run the, he ain't gonna be any good. This is what makes him good. Go play.
Dog.
I just think of a guy, like, the guy that I think of.
You want to bubble wrap him and make sure the playground has got all the nice little soft landing spot.
I already dealt with Bisaccia being dismissive. I don't need you to be dismissive.
Condescending is what we're being.
I think of Bob Sanders.
Okay.
The old safety for the Colts.
Yep.
Dude threw his body around. He was an undersized safety. Played at Iowa. Really, really good football player. Like, probably would have had a much better career. But he played the same way all the time with reckless disregard for his health. And I respect the hell out of it. But what I'm saying is that when you play that way, there is a downside to it. And I'm not saying that Tucker Kraft is going to have his career derailed by injuries, but I am just acknowledging the downside of the incredible physicality that he plays with. Because the other guy that played tight end that we were all enamored with a year ago doesn't play with the same physicality, and he's on injured reserve. It is a demanding position.
It is.
Where you get the crap kicked out of you at some point. And I'm just saying that I want to see him on the field like everyone else does for for every game. But the way he plays does put him in peril. I don't think he's the type of guy who would change his play style. I'm just pointing out that the way he plays lends itself to potential injury. That's all.
Okay, so on this show, we like to give solutions. What is your solution to that?
I would use John Fitzpatrick on some of the plays that put him in a primarily blocking position. Not like if it's a play where you want him in a two tight end set, fine. But if there are plays where you can give him a breather, where you know you're running the football. You just got this behemoth of a tight end off the Atlanta Falcons practice squad. You were using John Beck for a while, not to be confused with John Beckwith, the real name of Owen Wilson's character in Wedding Crashers.
Sack.
Take some of that. Sack. Take some of that off of him just to lighten the load a little bit.
Okay. All right. Good solution. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome. The player that I would select on this is obviously Christian Watson, because I wrote about him today.
And funny how that
the
works.
Offensive coordinator, you know, acknowledged that they need to give him the ball.
What's the Sunday article, though? That's usually who you pick. What's the Sunday article about
Jordan
him?
Love talking about pushing
the envelope
and risks. Oh, yeah,
you wrote that 2 weeks ago. I forgot about that.
Haven't even transcribed the interview yet, so no, I have not written it. Next.
All righty, last but certainly not least, the Packers take care of business. They beat the Jags and may or may not get Doug Peterson fired if blank.
If they're not sloppy with the football, they're going to win this game. They won a game last week, losing the turnover margin by 3. You can't continue to play with fire like that, even though I believe if that happens, this team's good enough to overcome it. We saw that. This is one of those, just go down, take care of business. All the trap game stuff and all the other stuff that is, you know, being said this week, I don't buy it. Young football teams, you have to rise up every week. That's more what I'd be concerned about. It's not that they're taking Jacksonville lightly. It's just, it's a grind, and, you know, sometimes you don't have it. Find a way to win that game. This is not going to be a game that I need to be aesthetically pleasing. I'm okay with it if it is just a grind it out, find a way, win 24-20, whatever it is, and just go about your business. That's all I care about. And to do that, I think you can't be as sloppy with the football as they've been in the past couple weeks.
I don't want to go down, because Jen Latta on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy used my famous phrase on the media bus to Super Bowl 32. I don't see any way the Packers lose this game. Not knowing that story, I don't think. And she used the exact phrase. I'm not going to say that, because like Tausch said, if they're sloppy with the football, that's how you lose football games. That said, the path to defeat for them really doesn't contain much else. Like, this is not a very good defense. I would be stunned if the Packers can't get some things going offensively. It's not that good of an offense. I wasn't sold on Trevor Lawrence before he got the contract, and now I'm really not sold on him.
Other than I think they're a pretty good team.
I hear their special teams is really good.
Well, who told you that?
Or maybe it's not. I didn't hear that from him. All right, that's it for our green and gold game preview. Tausch, maybe you want to go down and play TPC Sawgrass or an even nicer course down in the greater Jacksonville area. So make a few extra bucks, especially if you're breastfeeding, from Fortrea.
It's great that you mentioned that. All kinds of different studies, big-bodied, little-bodied women. Currently breastfeeding, ages 18 to 45. BMI 18 to 35 study is one stay, 5 nights, 5 follow-ups, and a phoner. $10,125 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, another $500. Another study, healthy adults ages 18 to 60. BMI 18 to 32. One stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups. $13,006 in your pocket. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Let's play some trivia, shall we? Jesse did the show rundown, but he did not do trivia because he let Riley pick the category. So,
yes,
Riley, what's the category?
The category would be Jaguars. That's it. I'm going to leave it at that.
Like the animal, or
there may be a mix. There may be a mix. There may be a mix. You'll have to see.
Oh.
You'll have to see.
Jaguars is a seven-letter word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we will take caller 7.
Is that the best hood ornament?
It's got to be up there.
The Jaguar. I mean, obviously Mercedes has got that nice, beautiful deal. I don't know. What is the best?
A Rolls Royce? Huh? Does that have the double R on it?
Do they have a?
Got like a bird or something with wings on the Rolls Royce, don't they?
I don't know.
Hmm.
They get those fun doors. The doors open in a funky way.
Right? I wouldn't.
The DeLorean.
Is that what?
No, they open like it's like a what's the what little wind little door when you're out at your in your patio.
Oh, like a
but it's
a
not
screen,
sliding,
like a screen
but they
door?
Pop open. No, oh. I don't know what it's called. I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about. You just don't want me to to know. It's like the double door that you open, and it, you open it into like your foyer.
Okay. Now I know what you're talking about.
A double door that you can open. There's like a middle part, and it pops open.
Yeah.
Pella's got a bunch of them.
Like when you're going into some restaurant, some unnamed restaurant, they got the double doors.
Sure. Nothing like that, but yes.
Okay, sweet.
I got old Smuggy McGee over here giving me that look like, are you guys done? Let me know when you're done. All right,
I'm done.
French doors. Thank you, Josh. French doors. Thank you.
Boom.
Jason knew it, and he just wanted to see me just sit here and struggle and struggle, which I'm good. It's good because you need to struggle to grow.
That's real.
Caller 7-844-770-3776. Caller 7-844-770-3776. We will play trivia. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch. Before we get to trivia, I'm being told in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments that the Rolls-Royce hood ornament is called the Spirit of Ecstasy.
That sounds fun.
Like a bird, but it's
that sounds fun. And there's suicide doors for the car.
I don't like that term.
Suicide doors.
No, it's not a great term, but the
flyer instead of a gunner.
Entourage had those doors, right? You met the old show Entourage? I thought they had the old suicide doors on their car. Or it opens up, and they're French doors, so I appreciate everybody on the tweeter line letting us know.
The tweeter line.
I was having a hard time piecing that together, so got both of those things done. Joshy sent us another hood ornament, but it's on a semi, which I don't think can count. I don't think semis, that's cheating ornament. I feel like.
I don't know.
Also, they're called suicide doors because they were unsafe for passengers in the 60s. I don't know. Apparently, the aerodynamic force, a door that was not locked could get thrown open due to the intense airflow.
Yeah, it looks unsafe.
And then push the passenger out
of the car.
Seems
like a bad idea.
So, yeah, not ideal.
Let's welcome in our trivia contestants instead of further discuss. The DeLorean doors are not. That's not what those are, though, right? Those that go up. That's different.
That's like in Dumb and Dumber.
Lamborghinis and such. All vehicles that I won't be driving.
I feel like Teslas go up like that too. I think their doors go up like that.
I don't know.
I'm well aware.
Let's go to my favorite bedroom community outside of Madison. Let's go to DeForest, play a little trivia with Steve. Steve, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I am fine. How are you guys?
What kind of vehicle do you drive, and what are the doors like on it?
My vehicle is a Toyota Camry, and my door was banged on a windy day last year when I was at Woodman's by some car that was parked next to me.
Yeah, it's not okay.
Never
man.
Great.
Hate it when that happens. All right, well, hopefully you'll have a better experience than you had in that parking lot as we play trivia. The category is Jaguars. I will handle the questions today. Question number one is this. The Jaguars entered the NFL as an expansion franchise in 1995. What other franchise joined the same year? Was it the
Carolina
Panthers? Nice. Well done. I hate to do this to you, Riley, but we didn't get to your funny third option.
No, we did not, unfortunately.
Well, what was it?
Oh, I got to hear it.
Yeah.
Your choices were the Carolina Panthers, which you correctly identified, the Houston Texans, or the Milton Redhawks.
Who play tonight against West Osage Central at home? WIAA playoffs, level one. Going to be a great game.
What's funny about that, though?
No, it's not really funny. I just wanted to plug my high school. And my younger
Good
brother
plug.
Is playing tonight on the offensive line, Tausch.
Oh, let's go, Youngsters. Let's go get a W for the Youngsters.
Yes, sir.
Does he do jiu-jitsu, too?
No, he wrestles, though, so...
That makes for a good football player.
We've covered
that. We
have.
For a good football player.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question two, Steve, is this. Jaguars are the third largest cat in the world. Which two species of cats are larger? Is it ocelots and panthers? Lions and tigers, or cheetahs and cougars? Which are the two species of cat that are larger than the jaguar?
I'd say lions and tigers.
I would say that too, and you would be right.
That whole that whole class just fascinates me. Because I watch that show Naked and Afraid sometimes, and they do these leopards will just like rip open their whatever they catch, and lug it up to the top of a tree and just kind of let it chill. Just the way these animals go about their business is fascinating. I think
that's
lions
naked
just go
and
get
afraid.
It. Yeah, yeah, yep.
So are the people naked and they're afraid of being eaten by?
I don't think you want to get eaten by a leopard. No, but which is the most deadly? Like, what's going to most attack? Are all of them going to attack you? Are some of them more timid? What makes that? It's just the whole animal kingdom when it comes to these big cats. I think even big cats kind of enthralled.
Big cats afraid of big cats, yeah. All right, question three, Steve. Here we go. Jacksonville's first leaping jaguar logo and uniforms were canned before they could ever see the field. Yeah, I stumbled. As the emblem bore too much resemblance to the Jaguar automaker's logo. What was the color of the helmet on that first set of Jacksonville Jaguars uniforms that never saw the field? Was it silver, gold, or teal?
Their jersey and helmet design was a gold leaping jaguar.
Tausch, agree or disagree?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I just assumed you wrote that question. That thing took 30 minutes to read. So
I did not write that question, and I don't know the answer, but according to my information from Riley, the color of the helmet was silver. Silver.
Huh.
Never heard that story before.
Yeah, you can look it up. It's actually really interesting. The uniform, the jersey was teal. The pants and the helmet were silver with gold, black, and teal stripes. And then the jaguar actually leapt across the top of the jersey. So you had like the tail end on your right shoulder and then the jaguar's head and like paw on the left. It would have been really interesting, however, the Ford Auto Company or whatever who owned Jaguar was like, nah, you can't do that. However, we will become the official car of the Jacksonville Jaguars if you change your logo. So they actually, they worked out a deal and it worked out fine.
They struck out a deal. That's nice. Here's the deal for you, Steve. You got two out of the three, right? That means you got three of the possible four entries into our drawing, which will occur later in the program. Thanks for playing and good luck getting that ding out of your door from the parking lot, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
That is Wilde and Tausch trivia for today. Riley will pick our winner a little bit later in the show. Everyone's a winner, though, when the Blue Mountains of Coors Light are blue.
Oh, you know that's right. Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill and make sure those mountains are blue, especially if you're in Jacksonville this weekend to watch a big ball game. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Prize picks of the week are next. It's Wilde and Tausch. for our prize picks of the week.
Alrighty, so these are not mine. These are Jesse's picks. He wanted your thoughts on this. See, if it was mine, if these were my prize picks, we would have done a lot of UFC 308 going on tomorrow.
Sure.
However, Jesse wanted your take.
Riley, do you ever have any interest in getting into UFC? Like, is that something you'd do?
Like, actually fighting?
Fight, yeah.
See, I've been accidentally kneed in the head and thrown down enough times at jiu-jitsu where it's like, I don't think I'm built to take kicks and punches. It's just a different world. Grappling hurts in its own way, but I'd really prefer not to get repeatedly concussed over and over again. I really enjoy watching it. I'd be down to broadcast it in the future. However, I'm just not looking to get knocked out.
Do you feel like at the ESPN Madison studios, if there was a like fight?
Yep.
You think you could take everybody?
Not at the same time, but one by one, pretty much, yeah.
That's kind of what I figured.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to our prize picks of the week. No Max Holloway or Ilya Topuria, unfortunately. However, we do have Jordan Love, more or less than 1.5 passing touchdowns this weekend.
I love more on this one. I would have thought it would have been 2.5, and then I would have had a think. But two tutters is all he needs. You heard him already say about Christian Watson, the Jacksonville's defense is bad. I love more on this one. Love it.
I'm with Tausch on this one. I'm surprised that that projection is what it is.
I think I'm going to jump in here before things change.
Like right now, before it changes.
Seems a little low. John,
and you know it'll lose now, too. That's just how this always works.
Vegas knows. Moving on, Josh Jacobs, more or less than 67.5 rushing yards against
the Jags.
I heard
he stinks.
Bill Barnwell says less.
That's what they're saying.
Maybe I'll get the Barnwell bump. The Barnwell bump at 67.5. I don't love this one. I think this is going to be a dually game where you have Emmanuel Wilson in there a little bit too. Get him lathered up a little bit. So I'm going to go less on this.
Josh Jacobs last week only got 12 carries.
And he
still has 76 yards. So I'm going more. I'm a believer.
All righty. Trevor Lawrence on the other side of the ball. More or less than 234.5 passing yards.
What's his interception? Is it 0.5? Because if it's 0.5, I'm all over that too.
I'll look it up quick.
Thanks. I would probably say more because I think they're going to be throwing it around a lot. And I think you'll get some junk yards at the end of the game. That's always the battle when you're doing your prize picks.
I was just going to ask this.
You have to kind of look at it and say, what? Just like coaches have to think of the flow of the game when you're playing prize picks. You want to think, what do you think the flow of the game is going to be? I think it's going to be a little bit sludgy, and then you're going to get Green Bay going up by a couple scores, and then all of a sudden it's going to be, let's throw the pill around a little bit, and the Green Bay maybe softens up their coverage a little bit late in the game, and he gets more on the 234.
234 is a number that he has surpassed all season, including in games that they lost, only once. He had exactly 234 passing yards against Chicago 2 weeks ago. In their win last week, he threw for 193 yards. The only game when he threw for more yards was 371 in a win over Indianapolis. He only has 3 interceptions on the season, Tausch.
Has he played X yet?
Does that give you pause in any way?
Because the line is confirmed now 0.5 interceptions on the week for Trevor Lawrence.
It does give me pause, but he hasn't seen this D. He hasn't seen Xavier. Xavier's probably hungry. He hadn't had one in a while. Time to go hunt.
Jeff Hafley had a great line yesterday when somebody asked him about Xavier McKinney going the last 2 games without a pick. Have you seen anyone throw anywhere close to him in the last 2 weeks? No, you haven't. Which is also, as you would tell us, Tausch, having a major impact on the game without intercepting the ball, that teams aren't even throwing downfield because they don't want him intercepting them. I'm going to go less on Trevor Lawrence, but good lesson from Tausch on how to play Prize Picks, because I was thinking exactly that. If the Packers get out to a big lead, he's going to be slinging it. That might skew the numbers on that category.
Mm-hmm. Riley, we got another one?
Yep, we got two more real quick for you. Brandon McManus, more or less than 1.5 made field goals.
Don't love this one. I'm going to pass on this one. I'm not touching it. I don't like it, so I'm not going to play it. That's the beauty of Prize Picks.
Okay. I didn't know that you could pass on playing it in the game. What would you project? Would you say yes?
I'd say
or no
less. I'd say less than this, but I want to be honest with our fans.
Yeah. No,
I won't touch this one. So less. I think you're going to see Tutter City on Sunday.
I agree with Tausch on both those fronts. One more.
Alrighty, last but certainly not least, Christian Watson, more or less than 16.5 yards for his longest reception on the day.
Oh, I love this one. What do we have a receptions for him too?
I will look into that.
Okay, good stuff. More.
It's not his fault he doesn't have categories prepared.
I didn't mean to come off condescending there either. With Jason, I did. This time, I'm not. The more, I listen
clash.
To, I think, when coaches will talk, and if they're this open and honest about stuff, it means, hey, we're going to do this, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. I think they want to reward and give Christian a day. Because I think coaches appreciate how he's approached and is handled. And when they do a little self-scout and you see articles being written about the 14 targets, they take notice. Steno obviously has, and I would be surprised if he isn't targeted. And 16 yards for him on a one catch, he's a big play dude. I'd be shocked. I mean, again, crazy things can happen. I don't know how he couldn't, but I would say more.
What line exactly were you looking for again, Tausch? Just yards
receptions,
in general?
Receptions. Just receptions.
Receptions, 2.5. Yeah. And okay. Receiving yards, 27.5.
I love the more on 27.5. Probably even more than the 16 on one. I think he's going to have more than 27.5.
Agreed on all fronts on that as well. All right, that's our Prize Picks for the week, Tausch. You just gave us some great advice. Even better advice, how do you sign up and get connected with Prize Picks?
Well, Prize Picks is the best way to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports very easy to play. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with injury insurance, so your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if they leave in the first half and don't return, Prize Picks will keep your lineup live. Prize Picks always puts their members first. All withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. And when your picks hit, you get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. And now, win up to 100 times with 4 correct picks. Download the app today. Use that code WI. You get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run
your
game.
Speaking of games, our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week are next. It's Wilde and Tausch. For our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
It is time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, presented by Steinhoffels. And Steinhoffels has everything you need to get your home ready for the holidays, which are right around the corner, even though Tausch thinks that October has gone by slowly. Elegant dining sets, perfect for hosting family dinners. cozy bedrooms to relax and recharge after those celebrations, and fireplaces to warm those cold winter nights. Plus, with Steinhoffel's 18-month financing, getting your home ready for the holidays has never been easier. And get ready for the Bucks season with new furniture and new Bucks gear. This weekend only, spend more than $1,999 at Steinhoffel's and you will get a $100 Bucks gift card. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Time now for the Steinhoffel's Sleepers of the Week. And, of course, Mark Tauscher, who will almost certainly complain about the 565 analytics ruling on Monday, makes his selection now.
That has kind of become a theme. Again, Clinkster, Jerriad, you guys are doing a fantastic job. Don't let Jason bring you down. I think you're doing it. You guys are doing a fantastic job. Keep up the good work. Even though last week Rashawn Gary,
even though every week
dynamo.
You complain about,
he was Rashawn Gary not a dynamo last week? He was.
You set the rules about picking a $96 million.
He hadn't had a pressure in forever. Yes, he was. He didn't have any pressures. He popped. All right, I am going to go with. I think this is going to be an offensive game. I think Green Bay is going to score a lot of points. I know we talked a little bit about Josh Jacobs. I'm going to go with Emmanuel Wilson. I think he's going to pop this week. I think out of the backfield, I think what he's been, I think he's going to get more work. I think he's been very productive. I think he's going to have a big game. Emmanuel Wilson, Colt T. Steinhoffel's Sleeper of the Week.
Riley, who you taking and who did Jesse take? Because just speaking of complainers, Jesse felt like he, since he takes every Friday off, has not been accurately represented in the standings with his selections.
Actually, so full disclosure, Jesse Nelson has not submitted a Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week this week. There is nothing on the show sheet. He has not informed me of anything. So there can be no complaints from Jesse Nelson next week.
Oh, he'll complain, though, I'm sure.
I guess we'll see. But there is nothing listed for me to tell you his sleeper. I have not been informed of anything. He hasn't texted me. I will let you know if he sends anything.
Well,
unfortunately, he has a big enough lead. He could probably sit out for 2 or 3 weeks. He's going to keep taking Fridays off. So
at 9:56 a.m., response to Jerriad via the Twitter, what'd you call it, the Twitter machine? The Twitter feed, the Twitter line. He selected Emmanuel Wilson.
Oh, as his... So his pick is now bounced because I'm on the show and I made that selection. So tough break for Jesse.
So you're saying he'll have to select, even though 565 Analytics Collective responded to his selection with "Got it." You are saying that you take precedent because you're actually on the program
on the show
today.
That is correct. That is, and I think my analytics firm will agree with that.
Yeah,
completely.
I'm totally on board with that ruling.
Okay. I guess it'll be up to 565.
That's the beauty of leaving. You know, that's why we hire qualified people and we let them do their job.
Exactly.
So until they do their job and we don't like how they did it.
You can still complain about it. Yeah. Have you not ever been in a workplace? You don't think people complain?
Not really.
That's true.
Not really.
Just the basement and the locker room. Alrighty, for my sleeper, this is the lowest of hanging fruit. I admit that straight up. I'm going Christian Watson. I picked that before we were talking
great
about
pick.
Him. But he's been kind of off and on this season. If you look at his stats, he's an every other week kind of guy. First week against the Colts when he played, nothing. Titans, 67 yards. Nothing against Minnesota. 68 yards against the Cardinals with a touchdown. 9 yards against the Texans. He's due for a big one this week. Over 70 yards plus a tutter for Christian Watson, my sleeper of the week.
It's a very good choice. I shouldn't have let you go first. I will take Bo Melton now instead. Bo Melton.
Yes.
And I'll take my 1 point at the end of the week once again, or at the start of next week, however Jesse would like to view that. We will do it that way. So those are our Steinhoffel sleepers of the week. Now we want yours. Make sure you share them via our social media channels so we can see who you're picking. All right. During the 11 o'clock hour, we've got headlines. We've got Whoa, Riley. We've got Feel Good Friday. But to kick off the 11 o'clock hour next, the weekend preview, which includes one game involving the number one team in the country. country. We'll do that when we kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.